Dave Leventhal is with us live this morning on WBEN Washington Insider on the Trocare College Live Line. Kind of hard to sum up day one for President Trump, Dave. I mean, when he took office in 2017, he signed one executive order compared to yesterday, which was like a tsunami, right?
Dozens and dozens and dozens, Susan. And this is exactly the point. It's very hard for critics to criticize your executive orders when you don't have any one thing to focus on because the zone has been flooded so much by what Donald Trump has done. And, you know, there's kind of a duality to all of this. Part of it is absolute and complete substance, where Donald Trump is making executive orders, signing executive orders that are going to have a lot of force behind them because of the authority that he has as the new commander-in-chief and chief executive. Others are much more messaging in that he knows that they're going to face a swift legal challenge and likely not be able to be implemented. But that's not the point on day one. The messaging point is absolutely the point, and it's something that has been incredibly effective and really sets the tone for his administration and his presidency that says, I am going to be a president of action. I am not going to dither. I'm not going to wait for Congress to act. I am going to take the reins and I am going to enact my agenda literally from the moment I become president of the United States.
And a lot of things signed, you know, well over 100, at least 200 maybe executive orders. I lost track trying to keep count of them all. What are the ones expected to have the most immediate impact? Obviously, a lot of eyes on immigration, Dave.
Yeah, a federal hiring freeze, for sure. Immigration, there are several executive orders that pertain to immigration, including doing away with an app, a system for people who wanted to claim asylum to come into the United States. So the birthright citizenship question is going to loom large and likely be the one that is almost certainly challenged legally the most and most vigorously. And this birthright citizenship is guaranteed by the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, has been held for decades upon decades as something that is the law of the land based on the Constitution. But Donald Trump thinks that it has been improperly interpreted. So there's going to be a huge court fight there. And the list goes on and on. I think, you know, when it comes to the actions that were taken yesterday, one that that was arguably the biggest wasn't an executive order. It was a series of unilateral pardons, blanket pardons for people who were convicted of crimes on January 6th. This is incredibly controversial because so many Republicans, including J.D. Vance, the new vice president, said that, hey, anyone who was convicted in a court of law of a violent offense on January 6th should not be pardoned. But Donald Trump made no distinction between those who, you know, basically were nonviolent offenders caught up in the moment and entirely violent extremists who brutalized police officers and terrorized lawmakers, Republicans and Democrats alike. But this is making good on a campaign promise that Donald Trump has been making for basically the 4 years that he was running for president, pardon me, up until he won in November and defeated Kamala Harris.
Dave, okay, these executive actions, do they just immediately go into place? What about legal challenges?
Yeah, they don't necessarily immediately go into place, or they will be signed and they will be on a document, but they will not be enacted or have the force of the government behind them pending any type of legal action. And there have been definitely lawsuits that have already been filed, including not only about birthright citizenship and Donald Trump trying to withdraw the United States from the World Health Organization, but also too about the government or the Department of Government Efficiency, which is this new kind of quasi-government department that Donald Trump has tapped Elon Musk to lead. Elon Musk, who I should note, made two salutes yesterday at a Trump rally that a lot of people interpreted as Nazi salutes. So that has been getting headlines as well. So it was a chaotic day yesterday. I was downtown on the National Mall for much of it. I talked to a number of Trump supporters who were elated, although it was a very different scene than Donald Trump probably would have wanted, given the significant cold here in Washington. But it was an affair for the ages, for better for Trump supporters, or for worse for Democrats, who, of course, were aghast at the scene.
Dave, what was the reaction that you heard of these preemptive pardons given by Joe Biden on the way out?
Yeah, yesterday, I mean, if nothing else had happened, that would have been the dominant headline, is the pardoning of several key people that everyone knows their names, Tony Fauci, General Mark Milley, Liz Cheney, but most notably, Joe Biden pardoning family members, which he did earlier with Hunter Biden, his son, and extended with several other members of his family as well. And then Donald Trump using the pardon power for his purposes to pardon January 6 offenders. This is something that the founding fathers under any circumstance would just not recognize. That this is not what was conceived of, conjured when the pardon power was enshrined in the Constitution. And of course, a pardon power is something that is given to the president and the president alone at the federal level. So a lot of Democrats were very critical of Joe Biden pardoning his family members in particular. Joe Biden, of course, argued that if he didn't do this, then he was afraid that the people who didn't deserve to be punished would have been punished by Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is arguing that the January 6th offenders have already done their time and should never have been punished in the first place. So we're really having a tale of two pardonings here in a way that goes beyond really anything we've seen. There's no historical analog for it.
Dave, thank you as always. A lot to get to, but I'll have to do that next time.